Wünschst du dir jemanden, der dich versteht wie kein anderer? Jemand, der deine Wünsche wahr werden lässt und mit dir das schönste Abenteuer deines Lebens erleben möchte? Die Commerce-Plattform Shopify revolutioniert Millionen von Unternehmen weltweit. Mit Shopify richtest du im Nu deinen Online-Shop ein. Ganz ohne Programmier- oder Designkenntnisse. Dank der effizienten Einrichtung und intuitiven Social-Media- und Online-Marketplace-Integration kannst du über Instagram, eBay und Co. werben und verkaufen. Neue Zielgruppen zu erreichen war noch nie so einfach. Shopify bietet auf einer einzigen, sicheren Plattform alle Tools, um dein Online-Business aufzubauen. Kostenlos testen und dein Business der Welt präsentieren. Shopify.de/try besuchen. Einfach Shopify.de/try eingeben und loslegen. Made for Germany. Powered by Shopify.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. I can't wait to get to this good news. I know that was dark. That was a lot of dark. There's something really, really good happening in the world. I'm going to get to that. I'm going to get to that shortly. I'm going to get to some other things, though, first. I have to give you an update on how the staycation went with the wife. We had our 16th wedding anniversary, so decided to stay in town. Took her up to a nice hotel. A little Holiday Inn action. Pretty stinking nice. What, Chris? There's nothing wrong with Holiday Inn. You know what? Never mind. You know what? It's time for Medal of Honor Monday. Again, here's a reminder to all you new listeners to the show. You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday. And I'll get to a bunch of emails here in a little bit. But you can also email your recommendations for Medal of Honor Monday if you have one you'd love. Every Monday at this time, we read a Medal of Honor citation. Every single person who's ever earned the Medal of Honor, he gets a citation written up on his deeds, what he actually did. And they're all available online. They're all available free online. We don't have some special access. The reason I bring that up is I want you to go look at these. Read these to your kids. If you're a teacher, read them to your classroom. Read them to your Sunday school class. We hold up all the rotten filth in this society, and we act like that's what we're supposed to be. Your child, my child, they're not supposed to want to be The Rock. They're supposed to want to be these guys. That's the truth. And if we hold these guys up and tell people about them, then that's what they want to be. I understand how powerful the influences on a child's life are. Like I brought up The Rock, but in all seriousness, entertainment. When I was a kid, we didn't watch a ton of movies, but when we did, I would always watch John Wayne movies with my dad. It's just what we watched. Now, I'm not trying to make you watch a bunch of John Wayne movies, even though they're awesome, but what are John Wayne movies? All of them. What are virtually all of them? You're supposed to be a tough guy, and you're supposed to go out there and risk your life fighting bad guys and defending the innocent. That made an impression on me. It made an impression on me. I thought that's what I was supposed to be. Someone like that. That's what I took a man as being. Our kids don't have that now. So we do have Medal of Honor citations, though, with real life John Wayne's. Anyway, this was an email recommendation. He emails in and says, on the way home from a family trip to the Tucson area today, we saw a sign for Pima Community College. And I told my sons how you can make a 0.0 GPA and still become a legend. Never give up, boys. That was me he was talking about. Reading Medal of Honor citations on the plane. David Bruce Bleak. He said, holy crap, what a bad dude. I don't think you've done him before. If so, my bad. Peace out, Jesse. So without further ado, let's find out about this David Bruce Bleak guy. What did he do? Anything interesting?
Ready? Aim.
Honoring those who went above and beyond.
It's Medal of Honor Monday.
He was in the U.S. Army Sergeant. This took place June 14, 1952 in Korea. Sergeant Bleak, a member of the medical company, distinguished himself by conspicuous gallantry and indomitable courage above and beyond the call of duty in action against the enemy. As a medical aidman, he volunteered to accompany a reconnaissance patrol committed to engage the enemy and capture a prisoner for interrogation. Forging up the rugged slope of the key terrain, the group was subjected to intense automatic weapons and small arms fire and suffered several casualties. After administering the wounded, he continued to advance the patrol. Near the military crest of the hill, while attempting to cross the fire-swept area to attend the wounded, he came under hostile fire from a small group of the enemy concealed in a trench. Entering the trench, he closed with the enemy, killed two with bare hands and a third with his trench knife. Moving from the emplacement, he saw a concussion grenade fall in front of a companion and quickly shifted his position, shielding the man from the impact of the blast. Later, while ministering to the wounded, he was struck by a hostile bullet, but despite the wound, he undertook to evacuate a wounded comrade. As he moved down the hill with his heavy burden, he was attacked by two enemy soldiers with fixed bayonets. Closing with the aggressors, he grabbed them and smacked their heads together, then carried his helpless comrade down the hill to safety. Sergeant Bleak's dauntless courage and intrepid actions reflect of utmost credit upon himself and are in keeping with the honored traditions of military service.
Dag. Gone, son.
He grabbed them and smacked their heads together. What a beast. That's who you're supposed to be, right? That's who I'm supposed to be. That's who we're supposed to want to be. All right, I just get to some emails here. We've talked before, though. Like I said, took the wife a little staycation this weekend. Like I said, wanted to treat her something nice. Took her up to a Holiday Inn for a couple nights. And we found ourselves by the pool. This was yesterday. We wanted to just chill by the pool all day. We didn't have kids. Kids were out of town. We picked up the kids from the airport this morning. They were visiting grandparents. We're laying by the pool all day. And, you know, we've had this conversation before about people in rough areas, in rough urban crime-ridden areas, especially urban black areas, how, not that it's an excuse, but it is a reason, how people, they don't have a chance. They don't have a chance because it's not just that they had bad parents. It's that they had bad parents and their parents before them had bad parents and their parents before them had bad parents. And you're dealing with someone who's barely human anymore. Well, we're laying by the Holiday Inn pool and this group comes around us. And one of them was this little kid. He's about 3 years old. And it was just women. It was just women and this kid. Three women and this kid. And this kid, 3 years old, starts shouting profanities at people. He used the term mother effer, only he actually said the term, which was quite a shock, especially at that age. And okay, it is what it is. Whatever. It's not my pool. It's Holiday Inn's pool. Eventually, we started gabbing with the ladies. They just came around us, of course. Everyone always comes around us. We're just relaxing, having a couple beers by the pool. They started talking to us. It's fine. No big deal. We found out that young man, his father was killed in a gang shootout in November. Since then, he was being raised by his mother, who is one of the ladies, and his two aunts. They were sisters. The night before, they had to get a babysitter, which they were able to find, to watch him in the Holiday Inn so they could go out to a gentleman's club together. Now, you tell me what chance that kid has. What chance does he have? No chance. Is no chance whatsoever. I don't say this to make excuses for people. I say this so you can understand and so I can understand. It's as much for me as anything else. I say this so we can understand, man, that person you see who's basically an animal, they were never given a shot. Never get it was generation after generation after generation. I told you the story last week about the cop friend I was talking to. There are people here in the Houston area and the bad parts of town, and I'm sure this is the same everywhere. They're four or five generations with no job. You understand that? Do you want wrap your mind around that? You don't have a job, but mom never had a job. Her mom never had a job. Her mom never had a job, and her mom never had a job. What chance does that person have? Well, about as good of a chance as you have of actually not seeing your taxes increase under Joe Biden.
It's a big deal. Also, for the first time in a long time, began to restore fairness to the tax code, began to restore fairness by making the largest corporate nations and the largest corporations in America pay their fair share without any new taxes on people making under $400,000 a year.
You want to talk about the world built on lies? That turned out to be a total lie, obviously. A lot of us are going to see a huge tax increase, people making well under $400,000 a year. It's not just corporations. An economist, some top economist, he came out right away because he graded the bill and he said, that's a total lie. What? That's not true. And another economist came out and he said, why are you changing the definition of recession? The guy who complained about them changing a definition of recession, Facebook promptly censored him. That's the world of lies we see. Now, I want to go back before I get to some emails, and we have good news still to come and whatnot. Before I get to some emails and the good news, I'm going to play that scary Bill Gates audio. I'm going to play it a couple times during this show, but I want to make sure I bring you back to the Jeffrey Epstein thing, because I think a lot of people seem to forget. I hear a lot of complaints. There's no Jeffrey Epstein client list. Why didn't they release the client list? Well, I'd like to see the client list too, but we know at least one of them, do we not? In case you haven't heard, I'll play you the audio again in a second.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, if you missed any part of the show, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Also, if you want to watch me do the show, which apparently this is something people love doing, yes, I talk with my hands a lot. You can do that. You have to go to thefirsttv.com/Jesse and you can watch me do the show with all my stupid facial expressions and hand motions and inappropriate things we yell at Chris and things like that during the show. You know, before we get to this Bill Gates stuff, one has to give credit to Maze again from social media, putting together a great list of well, the two sides of Joe Biden.
The likelihood there's going to be the Taliban overrunning everything and owning the whole country is highly unlikely. The Afghan military collapsed sometime without trying to fight. Conducting our drawdown differently would have certainly come with an increased risk of safety to our personnel. To me, those risks were unacceptable.
But the idea that somehow there's a way to have gotten out without chaos ensuing, I don't know how that happens. I don't know how that happened.
So for you, that was always priced into the decision?
Yes.
If you're vaccinated, you can be around the vaccinated or unvaccinated people. We're going to protect vaccinated workers from unvaccinated coworkers. But if you're not vaccinated or not fully vaccinated, you should wear a mask for your own protection and the protection of other unvaccinated people. The choice is yours. You all made this possible. This is not about freedom or personal choice. Let's be patient. Be patient with one another. But our patience is wearing thin.
I will never get over that. That might be the line for me that marked Joe Biden's presidency more than any other. Our patience is wearing thin. Who do you think you are, you piece of crap? You're the president. You're not my dad. You're not my king. You're not my God. Your patience is wearing thin. My patience is wearing thin with you, you piece of crap. All right. Now, before I play the long, very, very scary Bill Gates audio again, I do want to rewind to something because something seems to be lost in all the news cycle. Not that I want to distract everyone from Nancy Pelosi going to Taiwan, as if that's supposed to mean anything to me, but there was a man named Jeffrey Epstein, a billionaire. He was convicted of trafficking underage women internationally. Just horrific. I mean, the stories are horrific. I know there are kids listening. I'm not going to go into them. They're really, really dark. They're really ugly. And there are a lot of very, very famous, very wealthy people, politicians, millionaires, billionaires, entertainers from across the world who apparently enjoyed spending time with Jeffrey Epstein. Okay, let's pause on that for a moment. Let's talk about Bill Gates. Let's talk about his role in society. Let's set the Microsoft stuff aside. Was there, I mean, with the exception of maybe Fauci, was there a bigger vaccine salesman than Bill Gates during the COVID? Honestly, fellas, in all seriousness, is there someone I'm not thinking of? Burks, maybe? Michael said he was doing it before COVID. Okay, so biggest vaccine salesman in the world. He's also the largest owner of American farmland, which is funny because he has been very, very vocal about the fact we all need to give up meat. So I think we all know what he's going to do with that farmland. Nothing. He's buying it so it can't be used. That's interesting. He's also, as you'll hear again, I'll play it on repeat for you. He's also a big climate change guy. He thinks a lot of people need to die in order to save the planet. But one thing I do think people forget about is Bill Gates, this guy who's leading us on vaccines and CO2 and all these really important things. Bill Gates, well, I mean, don't take it from me. Take it from this PBS interview.
Is there a lesson for you, for anyone else looking at this?
Well, he's dead. So, you know, in general, you always have to be careful.
That was Bill Gates being asked, why did you spend so much time with Jeffrey Epstein? And I just want to remind you, I believe the magazine is Variety, if I remember right. Bill Gates' wife, not me, his wife, cited his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein as a main reason she divorced him. The guy who was super close with Jeffrey Epstein is the one selling you vaccines. The guy who was super close with Jeffrey Epstein is the one who, in this video clip, really, really sounds like over a billion people need to die.
It's an average of about 5 tons for everyone on the planet. And somehow we have to make...
I just want to stop here because I realize some people may be just tuning in. When he's talking about tons, he's talking about tons of CO2, carbon dioxide. That's what you're breathing out right now. Now, I want you to sit back and listen to maybe the creepiest audio ever. If you don't catch the whole thing, don't worry. I'm probably going to play this 2 or 3 more times throughout the show because it's really, really important you understand what kind of mass murderers we're dealing with here.
It's an average of about 5 tons for everyone on the planet. And somehow we have to make changes that will bring that down to zero. It's been constantly going up. It's only various economic.
Don't you love the vagueness? Somehow. I mean, we haven't figured it out yet. Somehow.
Changes that have even flattened it at all. So we have to go from rapidly rising to falling and falling all the way to zero. This equation has 4 factors, a little bit of multiplication. So you've got a thing on the left, CO2, that you want to get to zero. And that's going to be based on the number of people, the services each person's using on average, the energy on average for each service, and the CO2 being put out per unit of energy. So let's look at each one of these and see how we can get this down to zero. Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero. That's back from high school algebra. But let's take a look. First, we've got population. The world today...
Listen to how the crowd laughs as they discuss genocide. Just, you hear that? It's one of these. Hey, energy or services or the people themselves got to get to zero. Isn't this fun?
It has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
If we do a really good job on vaccines and healthcare and reproductive healthcare, we can manage to kill about 1.5 billion people. These are the people who run the planet, the Jeffrey Epsteiners. All right, I have good news. I promised you good news. I have good news, and we're going to get to some emails before we get to everything else. Hang on.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. Both Nate and I are journalists who moonlight as poker players. We've both won, and I have to say lost, hundreds of thousands of dollars playing poker. And poker is a lens that we're going to use to approach this entire show, because poker isn't just about playing cards. It's actually about how to make good decisions. It's an entire framework for thinking about the world.
In addition to poker, we'll be talking about the wide world of gambling, so sports betting, for example, plus the news, politics, it is an election year, and personal decisions, too.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
Tune into Risky Business every Thursday.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Chris, I'm sorry, you probably don't understand the words of that song like I do. Me and President Jill Biden, we are
Buenas a little tardes.
Buenas tardes from Jill and me to you. That means good morning and good breakfast to all. Now let's talk about something good. You know, before we get to something good, there's something else good. Korean diversity hire has really been struggling since she got up there behind the podium. Peter Ducey, want to give a shout out to him. Man, he just abused her over the gigantic lie about no taxes on anyone making under 400K.
Is President Biden thinking about pulling his support for the Inflation Reduction Act?
No.
Because he promised it wasn't going to raise taxes on anybody making less than $400,000 a year, but the Joint Committee on Taxation says that is not true.
Well, that isn't correct.
So the Joint Committee on Taxation, which you guys heralded as an effective body when you were selling the infrastructure package, is not to be trusted here.
I said it is not correct because I will give you why it's not correct, because it is incomplete.
She's not very good at this. All right, let's get to some good news. How much have we been talking about ESG? A lot, right? It's an important conversation to have. And I want to give credit to anyone and everyone who's got any kind of a platform out there who's bringing attention to environmental, social governance. People are waking up. They're figuring out how gigantic, how pervasive this communism is, this government corporate partnership. Again, look up your financial institution, your bank, and ESG. I bet you they're in the middle of it. I have an email right here. Dear Jesse, I've been reading about ESG after listening to your show. As a veteran, I've done my banking with USAA. Needless to say, I was very disappointed when I found out USAA is involved in this communist propaganda. Look up your financial institution. This environmental social governance stuff is communist poison. That's the bad news. The good news is this headline. EU, that's the European Union, puts a key plank of the ESG rulebook on hold amid the infighting. Now, I'm not going to read the article and all the ins and all the outs. Here's what you need to understand. Eventually, communism has to meet reality. The Soviet Union collapsed for a reason. Now, it only cost about 60, 70 million people their lives before it got there, but eventually communism meets reality and that it just simply does not work. It turns out people wake up to the fact it's a religion of destruction and domination and death, and it doesn't work. In Europe, they're finding out that all those windmills and all those solar panels, they don't quite work as well when Russia cuts off the gas spigot. ESG, people are starting to wake up to it. Not only do you and I need to stay boned up on ESG, your friends do, your neighbors do. Tell people, and you don't have to be hugely political about it. Honestly, if you're looking for a way to bring this up to friends, family, neighbors, just say, hey, this ESG stuff's really bad, man. They'll say, what, ESG? Just don't bring up Republican, Democrat, anything. You haven't heard? Oh, hey, real quick, pull up on your phone, pull up your bank. Oh, you bank with Bank of America? Oh, cool. Look up Bank of America and ESG, and I want you to look at what they're doing. And explain how They're spreading the money around by destroying prosperity. You realize ESG is destroying people's pension funds? You have these gigantic pension funds people rely on. They rely on these things to retire. And these huge financial institutions, they're investing with ESG investing. So the money's losing money. They're throwing away people's retirement for this stuff. Wild, right? But it is failing and more people are waking up. Tell people to wake up and read it. All right, let's get to some emails. I've been neglectful because we do have to talk about this university offering counseling to the students. Ooh, and I have a Bill Russell story. Bill Russell, the great basketball player, he died. I have a personal interaction with him. Chris, you don't know who Bill Russell is? Do Jews not watch basketball? What? Name a Jewish basketball player? Well, I don't know. There's got to be some. None of you people play hoops? Never mind. Dear, he said we're not known for our sports. You know, that's probably true. Wait, there are some great Jewish baseball players. Sandy Koufax. Sandy Koufax was a Jew. One of the great pitchers of all time. You put some respect on Sandy's name. All right, anyway. Dear Super Snoozer, I know you are always boasting about what a great top five napper you are. Seems to me a great napper might have some great dreams, but I never hear about yours. Do you have any reoccurring themes you can recall while you're resting up for your next world famous show? Says I can read his name. His name is Doug. I don't generally remember my dreams at all. I know that's very weird. I don't generally remember my dreams, but there is one recurring theme. But this is dark. It's kind of depressing, but it's true. This is a recurring theme I have. Now, it's not all the time. Okay, it's certainly not all the time. At least I don't think it's all the time. I mean, I guess since I don't remember them, it certainly could be all the time. But I will be somewhere, wherever. I can be out. I can be home. Doesn't matter what it is. But somebody will attack me and whoever I'm with. Someone will come into the home or we'll be out and someone will attack us. There will be some form of an attack. You know, it's terrorists lots of the time, but I don't know who they're with. I just know, like in my mind, I know they're terrorists. I don't know how to describe that. And I either have a gun and I can't hurt them with it, or I don't have a gun and I can't hurt them with my fists. And it's something that happens often to me. And I have no idea what's wrong with me or what's wrong with it. And I don't mean to be depressing because we just had some good news, but I don't know what it is. Someone will be coming down a hallway and I'll have my weapon out and I'll be putting two in his chest and he's like nothing's happening. One in his head, nothing's happening. I'm trying to get him down, nothing's happening. Or maybe I don't have a gun, which makes me even more frantic, and I'll get somebody and I'll start laying into him and my punches aren't doing anything to him and I'm hitting him as hard as I can and I can feel myself in my dream getting almost scared, frightened because I can't hurt whatever this thing is and I don't know what's wrong with me. Maybe I just turn into a pathetic little weakling in my dreams, Chris. Maybe that's it. Look, I don't know. Look, who knows? Jesse, we tried your burger recipe today. Outstanding. I think I had a little bit big of a bun. We'll try a smaller bun next time. Well, some people like big buns. Sour cream isn't cream that has gone bad. It's cream treated with enzymes, just like cheese. That would be like saying beer is water that has gone bad. Come on, man. The guy says, okay, you sour cream defenders can just step off, okay? We are not a sour cream supporting show. Chris, mayo, don't ever compare sour cream and mayonnaise to me ever again. Those are two, they're light years apart, absolutely light years apart. I am the connoisseur of white sauce. Well, me and... Quit, Chris, grow up. Gosh, grow up. I have to give credit to the RNC research for putting together this little montage.
I don't have anything. 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 I just don't have anything. I don't have anything. We don't have anything. I just don't have anything. Don't have anything. So I don't have anything. I don't have anything. I don't have anything. I don't have.
What an amazing job Corinne Diversity Hire has done. All right. University's offering counseling. We're going to talk about that. And I have a personal Bill Russell story I'm going to tell you next. But first, I'm going to tell you to go to hero2020.com. And I'm going to tell you to get something so you can stop a bad person. So if you run into that terrorist in your hall,
or when you're out. It happened to me at a fair once. You can shoot them with your hero gun. It's a non-lethal gun. Shoots these pepper balls 100 miles per hour. When they hit, it hurts, and then it gets worse from there because they get engulfed in this chemical pepper cloud that will stop them. Doesn't matter if you or your mom or your wife or your daughter or whoever. Doesn't matter if they hate guns. I don't do guns. That's fine. It's a non-lethal gun. Has a laser sight. Anyone can use it. You point and squeeze. It has saved lives. Get one for yourself, your daughter, your husband, your wife. Go to hero2020.com. The code Jesse gets you a special discount. Might want to check out the new Hero Arrow while you're there. I personally love that one. That's a favorite of mine. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. State restrictions may apply.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. Chris, they played this on the loudspeakers by the Holiday Inn pool this weekend, and the wife actually said the same thing you said. Is this the greatest song of all time? I don't know about greatest of all time. It's top five. It's way, way up there. Again, it's The Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email the show. Your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions, all are welcome. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. A couple emails. Jesse, I'd love to go to Israel with you, but I'm worried about the vaccine. I am not vaxxed. Does Israel allow non-vaxxed? Yes, they do, because I'm not vaxxed. I don't have any of that inside of me. And if there was some kind of vaccine requirement, I wouldn't be going either, because I can't, and I'm never putting that thing inside of my body. So your vaccine status does not matter at all to Israel. So, yeah, again, remember, we're doing a Holy Land tour next summer, next July, 10 days, geeking out on history in the Holy Land. We're going to see where Chris's people killed Jesus. Chris and Michael are going along, so we'll, you know what we'll do? We'll yell at Chris when we get up there to where the cross is. That'll be fun. That's what Jesus would want anyway. Go to ChristianExpedition.com/Jesse and sign up for that. By the way, Bill Russell died. One of the great basketball players of all time, Bill Russell died. Chris is shaking his head. He doesn't know who Bill Russell is. That's just, you know what? You know what? We have one of our favorite affiliates here is WRKO in Boston. It's just the great Howie Carr and Grace Curley. It's just Boston's a cool city, and it's a cool affiliate. I want you to make sure Chris feels your hatred of not knowing who Bill Russell is. So if you want to email, and remember, Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com, all those go to Chris. I don't get any of those. He gets them all and he prints them. So if you're listening right now in Boston and you heard that he doesn't know who Bill Russell is, you have my permission as host of the show to let him know what you think about that. What, Chris? There is no Boston Lions, you idiot. He played for the Boston Celtics. He won like 9,000 titles. All right, yeah, anyway, Bill Russell. He was an incredible basketball player. Also known to be a bit of a jerk. He was known to be a jerk. I think it's 1993, maybe 1992. I was 11 or 12 years old at the time. We were living in Montana. And my dad was working construction. You know, again, we're a construction family. Only my dad was, at this point in time, a superintendent, I think he was. I think he was a superintendent. And sometimes when you're in the construction business and you're a superintendent on things, people will, like big pipeline suppliers who want you to buy their pipe for a big job, they give you goodies. No, they're not bribes, by the way. This is all legal. It's hey, let's take him on a pheasant hunting trip. That's the norm. That's what they do. Just part of that schmoozing world, right? They offered my dad two trips to the All-Star game that was in Salt Lake City. Salt Lake City, criminally underrated city. Salt Lake City, people who've never been to Salt Lake, dog on Salt Lake. It's so clean and nice and awesome. And anyway, Salt Lake City is also not far from where I'm growing up. I'm growing up in Bozeman, Montana. Old man gets a couple tickets to the NBA All-Star game in Salt Lake City. I'd never been to a professional game of any kind, as you can imagine. I was so excited, and my dad was excited to take me, so he takes me down to the All-Star game. Now, I'm a kid, right? And this is, I'm looking at NBA legends out there, and I was obsessed with basketball at the time,
And then at an all-star game, you get all these other stars around. You get old football players and basketball players and movie stars and things like that. My old man, to his credit, I didn't see it. My old man recognizes Bill Russell. I look and I think, oh, sweet. No, because he points him out. He said, hey, that's Bill Russell. I said, it is Bill Russell. He said, why don't you go get his autograph? I bet my dad knew what he was doing, by the way. I still to this day say my dad knew what he was doing. And I was so excited. I was, yeah, of course, I'd never even met a celebrity, let alone a professional basketball player. Bill, he's the great Bill Russell. So I go charging down there. It was like across the stadium, but we were there. I was so excited to see everyone. We showed up more than an hour before the game just so I could sit in the stands and look at everybody. So there weren't enough people there. So I'm scampering around this little kid about the size of a toothpick. And I get clear over to Bill Russell. And he was 6'11". And contrary to popular belief, I was not 6'11 at the age of 12. I was tall. I was probably 5'5", 5'6", something like that. So he's towering over me, and already he's like a god in my mind. Anyway, I go running right up to Bill Russell. I'm so excited. This is my moment. And I say, Mr. Russell, do you think I could have an autograph, sir? And he looks down at me and says, no, and turns and walks away. So by the way, I'm not mad about it. He was famous for being anti-autograph. I just didn't know it at the time. I didn't know that about him. I was a little miffed when I got back to my dad, and my dad promptly laughed in my face and made fun of me. He's like, quit pouting like that. And you know what? It's important to have a father like that. It is important to have a father like that, because if you don't have a father like that, then you end up as a bunch of low-T losers like we are becoming as a society, which is part of the reason I tell you to buy chalk all the time. Chalk. 20% increase in your testosterone levels in 90 days with all natural herbal supplements. Again, I want you to listen to this. Guys, do you want to sound like this?
A distinguished professor at the City University of New York's Graduate Center.
Do you hear that voice, guys? That's what you sound like when your testosterone levels get low. Do you think you're going to be able to score dimes when you sound like this?
A distinguished professor at the City University of New York's Graduate Center.
Is that how my voice sounds? Listen to the sound of my voice. Now listen to Brian Stelter.
A distinguished professor at the City University of New York's Graduate Center.
Brian Stelter might be the chalk salesman of the year. Go to choq.com and get a male vitality stack. That's what I've been taking for about 6 months. You cannot imagine the difference in your energy levels. Ladies, there's a female vitality stack. choq.com, promo code Jesse. That gets you 35% off the entire store. choq.com, promo code Jesse. Hey, Jesse. Just heard on the podcast about your pet peeve of people not saying thank you when you or your sons hold the door open, and the lack of a wave when you let someone cross, and I totally agree. That was from Friday's show. Friday's show was another Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. It was a lot of fun, by the way. iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes if you want to go download it. People are rude and entitled, and it's annoying. Conversely, I'm a mom of two, and one is in a stroller. And it's equally annoying as I sit there struggling with this massive beast of a stroller trying to get through a door, and people walk by me or wait behind me and never step up to lend a hand. I'm no damsel in distress, but for the love of God, if you see a young woman who can't manage to just plow through a door with a stroller, help her out. I've been there. Our boys are 11 and 13. They're 22 months apart. So at one point, we actually had the double stroller. And, you know, I've got to go to work, and I was still working construction at the time. So the wife's got to go to, you know what? Look, every mother listening to the sound of my voice right now is nodding her head. It's not easy to load two small kids into the car and load the stroller into the car and get them strapped in the car seats. And remember, they're both in car seats at this point in time. And it used to drive her up the wall when she'd be, because she's no damsel in distress either, when people would just ignore that. It drives me crazy on airplanes. I don't have any idea what happened to this society, and I'm a jerk. Everyone knows that. I'm a total jerk. These dudes will sit there as some woman tries to lift her bag in the overhead compartment, and they all just sit there and watch her do it. Little old ladies and stuff like that, too. Get off your butt and help the lady with their luggage. Gosh. Look, it's a whole society. We're raising a whole society of men like this.
A distinguished professor at the City University of New York.
Go to choq.com, promo code Jesse, and get a male vitality stack. Then you can get up and help women with strollers and luggages. And again, I'm not even a nice person. I know I'm a terrible person, but I have no idea how that became a thing here. All right. You know, I've been talking about the soft purge of the military. We're going to have another talk about it because an article just came out about in the Wall Street Journal over the weekend. Just hang on. We have to have a chat.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.